Time to talk about more border restriction hypocrisy. Seriously, it's becoming a daily thing. I've spoken earlier in the show about the mega millionaire boatload of people who got an exemption to come to Queensland from Victoria after Victoria went into full lockdown, and then the Queensland government's had to backflip because those people told a few pork pies. I'll talk more about that after seven. Now we find out two Victorian workers have been granted special exemption to come into Queensland for tonight's Horn Costa Zoo fight in Townsville. Do you know why they've got special exemption to go to Townsville for the fight? Because they have skills in erecting boxing gym rings. Right? They can put the boxing ring up. I will turn it up if there aren't blokes in Queensland who can't erect a boxing ring. I know that you have to get all the ropes tight and all of that sort of stuff on the canvas floor, but fair dinkum. My mate Harry from Cooperoo Boxing Gym could rustle up a couple of blokes and we could have put that ring together. Yesterday, I highlighted the case of Sunshine Coast woman Jane Brown. She's been forced into quarantine in a Brisbane hotel after she had major brain surgery in Sydney. Her doctor, famed neurosurgeon Dr. Charlie Teo, he sent through a plea for an exemption for her to be able to convalesce at home in home quarantine on the Sunshine Coast. Charlie Teo is a world-famous neurosurgeon. He asked Jane to go to Sydney because she needed the urgent surgery on two tumours. I spoke about this with Peter Credlin yesterday, and a lot happened after that. I've got Jane on the line because I wanted her to talk us through what happened yesterday after we highlighted this on the show. How are you this morning, Jane Brown?
I'm fine, thanks, Neil. I had a better sleep last night. I could get up and heat some heat packs, so that was just like a bonus.
So when you I'll go back to the start. Okay, so you had to have the surgery in Sydney. You had two tumours on your brain, correct. And Charlie Teo thought it was urgent. You came down from the Sunshine Coast. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. That's it. Otherwise, I'd be paralysed and blind.
He said you'd be paralysed and blind if the surgery was done. And I've seen the photos of you, and you've got a lot of stitches in your head.
Yeah. So it was a complete success, which is brilliant.
And so you and your husband, you live on a property at Mooloola Valley, and right. the plan was you would come back to Queensland, go to Mooloola Valley. You're hardly going to be going down to the local RSL after brain surgery, so you're going to convalesce at home, and the application was rejected. How did that make you feel?
It made me feel like I don't know what comes under the exceptional circumstances. Like if brain surgery doesn't fall under that category, I don't understand. We had the backing of Charlie Teo tried relentlessly to contact her.
Her is Dr. Jeanette Young.
Jeanette Young. His staff were trying to call her and couldn't get through, and he was sending emails, and, if he can't do anything. She's actually overridden Dr. Charlie Teo. She thinks she knows about my care. Obviously, she thinks that my care would be better in a hotel than what he says. She's directly gone against his advice for his patient.
So when you came back to Queensland, you've had to fly back, and you were taken to which hotel?
To the Four Points.
The Four Points Hotel, and you were just put in a small room. Was your husband with you?
Yes, about a 5x5, and in that it had a king-size bed.
So it was a 5x5 room with a king-size bed, and you've had brain surgery that prevented you from being paralysed and going blind.
Yeah.
Then pressure's brought to bear on the government and something happened yesterday.
Yeah, well, all of a sudden yesterday, two big policemen came into our room and said, "We're moving you." And we had no idea. And he just said, "When can you be ready to move?" And we're moving you to a different hotel. So they've moved us to a different hotel. It's a suite. But the whole thing was I couldn't heat up my heat pack for my treatment.
So in the small room, you couldn't heat up the heat packs for your treatment to help you with the pain?
No, but they wouldn't give me a microwave. That's correct. We asked Queensland Health, everyone, like Red Cross, everyone was very sympathetic, but nobody could help.
So then now you've gone to a suite at which hotel?
At Ridges.
at the ridges, and you've got more room to move, and there's a microwave, there's a little mini kitchen and stuff, is there?
Correct, yeah.
It's still not like home, though, is it?
Oh, it's not like the country air. No way. No, look, it's home. Nothing's like home. Like, when you're not feeling well, all you want to do is be in your own bed and your own place, and, you know, like, it's just ridiculous being in here. It's all, it's a little, what they've done is a little too, it's a little too, little too late.
Too little, too late. Yeah. And the unfortunate thing is that it only happened because of the media attention. You know, we spotted the story in the Sunshine Coast Daily, and we spoke at length about your case, and I spoke about it with Peter Credlin on the show yesterday, the former Chief of Staff to Prime Minister Tony Abbott. Ray Hadley took the case up as well, and that's led to you getting some more comfort. But I suppose what we can't understand is what you can't understand, Jane Brown, is that when you have brain surgery, what could possibly give you an exemption to come into Queensland? What does it make you feel when you hear that two blokes can come from Victoria to erect a boxing ring?
Yeah, I don't understand. There have to be guidelines for the exceptional circumstances. So how does that even come into that? I don't understand. It makes me angry.
Makes us angry too.
Frustrating when someone's like me, and there's a lot of people in my same situation with medical or other instances that have got genuine cases, and it's just like one box fits all. It's just like no. Crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy stuff. So how long are you going to be in there for now?
Saturday's our last day.
Next Saturday. So you've been in the, you've been doing this for like 10 days already.
Yeah, with no pain relief. Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How are you getting up the Sunshine Coast?
We're getting a car, our car dropped down to us.
I was going to send a limo.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Who's bringing your car down?
Friends of ours.
Tell them not to worry.
Are you serious?
We're going to send a limo.
Are you for real?
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way. We're going to send a limo. We've got your number. Paul's going to sort this out. I'm going to get Karen, my executive producer. She's got a credit card I use at the coffee club. I'll bung it on there.
Oh, my God, because what we were going to do was they were going to park it like in a little car park place near the airport. Then we're going to get a taxi to the parking place.
Oh, no way. There's no way you're doing that.
Yeah.
No, we're going to get you taken home in style.
Oh, darling. Oh, that's so lovely.
No, that's okay.
Oh,
that's okay,
so
Jane.
Nice.
You deserve it. Someone's got to look after you. And it's so disappointing. We're glad we took up your story, and we're so glad you spoke to us. And we might check in on you next week when you're back at the beautiful...
Please do.
...at your home. Yeah. We'd love to talk to you then. And we can get a rundown on the limo drive. Are you allowed to drink champagne, or is that off?
Oh, I don't know.
You can have a sip.
I could have a sip, definitely.
All day. Rightio. Yeah. He'll take you through the Macca's drive-through for a sausage and egg McMuffin as well. Righto. Good on you, Jane Brown. All the best between now and Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Neil. Bye-bye.
100% we're sending a limo. And I've got Adrian on the line who wants to talk about that. How are you, Adrian?
Oh, fabulous, Neil. It's just terrible. I couldn't believe that story, and it just cut me so quickly, and I just couldn't help. I just had to ring you and say we helped the Spidey.
So, Adrian, you have a limo company?
Yeah, we do. My Limo is our business.
What's it called?
My Limo.
My Limo?
M-Y-L-I-M-O? M-I-L-I-M-O.
Okay, M-I-L-I-M-O. Okay, so I'll give you a plug there because you're going to help us out. So on Saturday, you'll go to the hotel and you'll pick up Jane and her husband and take her back up to the Sunshine Coast.
Definitely. We've got a beautiful Bentley who will pick her up
in. A Bentley? Hang on, I'm coming. We're styling now. What you got to do for me, Adrian, we'll send you our credit card details. You've got to put a nice bottle of Verve or something in it.
All right. If you pay for that, we'll look after the car.
We'll pay for the Verve and you take her up. You take Jane and her husband up in their Bentley.
Done.
Okay. My Limo, M-I-L-I-M-O. Okay, we'll give your business a plug. Thanks so much, Adrian.
Anytime. Thank you again, Neil. Happy to help.
No worries. Well, there you go. See, Queenslanders, we look after Queenslanders. We have to stick. We're in this together. We're all in this together.